four. Hi, cuties. It's a me.
Mario. Wahoo.
No, it's me, Ike. Hello. This wasn't supposed to be a wholesome audio for New Year's. It was supposed to be me janking my cock. If I do remember to while editing this, I'll throw in a clip of me recording said audio so you can hear what that sounds like, unfortunately.
Oh, you fucking hear that? Oh. Oh, no.
That sure was crazy, right? Sounds like absolute dog shit. And the reason for that was, I'm usually pretty good on all of these things, but to be honest, I haven't recorded in a really long time, and I went to record and I was really excited because I finally got a chance to today. Went to the day I'm recording this, and I unfortunately forgot to change the settings in Audacity to my recording mic and instead used my laptop's mic. Which is really funny considering I did a lot of specific things towards the microphone. Like, you know, jerking my dick with my fleshlight and it was all sloppy, and I'm gonna remake the audio, of course. I could, if I get another chance, I'll get it out early January. If not, it'll be another time. But that kind of bummed me out, so yeah, I don't really want to record anything else in SOW after I just nutted. So it's just gonna be a little something like this. Just a thank you. I feel like I do these a lot. How very Canadian of me. Thank you for each and every, and I mean every one of you. No matter in what way you found me, what way you support me, who you are, where you're from, anything, just thank you so very much. It does not feel like it's been a year and a half since I've started this. I'm going to be very honest in that. It feels more akin to like 8 months, but it's over double that, which is crazy. Crazy to think about. And I wouldn't change any second of it for the world. Obviously, with this year, which I'll get into now, I guess, because I wanted to talk about the year. This year easily started off as my realization that you cuties really like what I do. And that is the most heartwarming thing in the world and the most comforting feeling I've ever felt. To think that the me 4 or 5 years ago, who really thought he was a little special, and maybe had something in him that people could like, can actually do it now, albeit not what he expected. He expected to be doing gaming videos, not jerking off his dick and moaning like a puppy boy, but we'll take what we can get. I'm just so happy to be here. And I'm so happy that you're all here along with the ride. Because this ride wouldn't have any gas in the tank if it wasn't for all of you. I've been able to not only make this the most fun year and a half of my life, the most fun hobby I've ever had in my life, but I get to do this as a career, which is something I only could have prayed for. And goddamn did I. Did I sit some nights and just wonder, like, man, wouldn't it be nice if I could actually do something like this? And to have that now is baffling. So seriously, from the utmost, bottommost, cavernous parts of my body and heart, thank you so much to each and every one of you. No matter how long you've been here, how short of a time you've been here, if you've never commented, if you've never interacted, if you interact on every post, just thank you for being here, being supportive. And I want to know, two, if you're someone who doesn't want to interact, never feel pressured to. But if maybe there's a time where you want to interact in a safe space, which I consider my community to be, and what I strive to make my community be, I would love to know how your year was. I'd love to know your goals for next year, which is what we're about to get into now for me. And I'd just love to hear how you're doing. Because while I said the early parts of this year were amazing, the ending was definitely a little sad. And at this very moment in time, it's probably about the worst it's been for me. Not for me personally, but just lots of stress. I'm not going to get into it. It's very personal, but thank you for being understanding with all the shit that I go through. We all go through things, and I just appreciate that you're also kind and understanding and are content with waiting for me to have time to be able to do things. Because my work does come when people want me to, and I come when I want to. Anyway, for next year. Next year, I planned for January to be a very, very big, explosive, big month. Unfortunately, due to, and I know I'm the king of saying this, more circumstances out of my control with members in my household, I'm not going to be able to deliver a massive, what I used to do, 3 audios a week, all the time content, pushing stuff out. I don't think that's feasible. If things do change, of course, you'll all be the first ones to know, because God forbid I want to do it. I have so many audio ideas. I've been working with writers and artists and everyone, and it's been so much fun preparing, but unfortunately, things are still a little bit rocky. So, for the time being, January will probably be pretty similar to what the last couple of months have been, audio sprinkled in here and there, trying to get out what content I can and just keeping you all updated. After that, though, as I did mention, I have been working with artists, scriptwriters, and I plan to be working with a lot more people, a lot more on myself, and a lot more in general. I would love to be able to get back to my old schedule of 3 audios a week, possibly considering taking one of those slots for maybe even branching out into doing my YouTube more, or just making more exciting content that I've been wanting to, because I really want to push myself this year. I want to work with more people in the Gomwald audio and voice acting sphere. I'd love to start doing NSFW animation voice acting. I'd love to do a lot of things, and a lot of that's going to come with me learning, as I've been doing this whole time. And a lot of it's going to come with... come. I blanked. A lot of it's going to come with just, yeah, like, learning and understanding my limits. And I know when I get into my bags and when I get into my moods, I can be a content machine. But I also know how much that can hurt me sometimes, so I'm going to do my best to try to find a consistent schedule that works for me, and that's going to, of course, work for you all, so you get as much content as I can put out without burning myself out. Because if I'm being 100% honest, by August, I want to say, I felt it a little bit. And I still feel it a little bit right now. More so a little bit of being lost, more so than burnout, though. I just, like today, after doing the audio that failed, I wanted to record more. And I just realized how much I'm rambling. It's almost 9 minutes. Fuck. Anyway, moving on. Next year, I have a lot of goals planned. I want to, for sure, get better with my planning. I want to put out more amazing content for all of you. I want to collaborate with more people, that being not only VAs, but writers, audio editors, artists, because all of them matter just as much as the voice actors, and I cannot stress that enough. I'm tired of seeing them being downplayed. If you see people stealing scripts, artwork, audios, not giving any, not shouting out people and letting everyone know who made things and not having consent to use those things, call them out. Or at the very least, talk to the person in question whose stuff is being stolen, because we will not take that lightly. That's fucked up. Okay, little rant out of the way. To wrap it up, yeah, I have a lot of goals for next year. I have a lot of ideas for next year. We should be having a poll going up for January for sure. I would assume probably first week of January, if not very early second week for exclusives. I would love to try to get two exclusives out this month. I would love to try to get at least, I would say, 8 to 10 audios out this month. I'm leaning more towards 8 just because I don't know how things are going to be with me recording wise, but of course, we'll see. And I will keep you all updated, aware, and knowing what's in the loop. Thank you, cuties, so much for what was a amazing, rocky, funny, and always lovely 2022. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being you. And keep being you. If you keep being you, I'll keep being me too. You have a great New Year's, and I wish you all the best in 2023. No matter your goals, no matter what, I hope 2023 is an amazing year. And I'll talk to you all then. Bye-bye, cuties.
I love them so much. Yay!